Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
Welcome to Jerry's World.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Jerry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders. Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine. Whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touch the screen. Touch on you, I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon to me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Cherry's World. This is your girl, Cherry Johnson. And today, I have a really special guest for you. He's special to me because he's my friend. You will get to listen to a one-on-one conversation with me and Raz B. That's right, B2K's Raz B. And rumor has it, you're going to get to know him a little more up close and personal. He is going to be on the new upcoming season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. He has just signed on as a cast member. Raz, thank you so much for joining me.
This is Cherry's World.
A natural detox can improve everybody's overall health. If you are suffering from obesity, high blood pressure, lupus, diabetes, fibromyalgia, diverticulitis, or if you need to improve your heart health, a natural detoxification can help you. Are you interested in some anti-aging or some Alzheimer's prevention? Hit us up at www.teamcherryj.com. Welcome to Cherry's World. Tell me about what's been going on with you. Basically, the last, what? How long did you spend in China?
I spent almost 10 years there, about 7 to be exact.
God damn, 7 years you've been gone. You came back a grown-ass man, dog.
Man, yeah, factual. Maybe some growing up.
Tell me about your experience over there. Like, what did it do for your soul?
Well, I would say it did a lot because the universe, God allowed for me to be on another side of the world. So I truly feel it has to be ordained and it has to be like in the wills of the gods, in the will of the universe, in the will of Jesus, or whatever you want to say, you know, or Yahshua, is what we. And I just be like, I asked myself, damn, how was I over there for so long? And it was a lot of humbling experiences, you know, because the language, the culture shock, the food, being kind of like being misled when I first kind of like went over there, because like maybe you know, some people had they had an idea of my success, but didn't really mean much there in China. Didn't mean much because they have this, China's their own world. So essentially it's like, I had to find my way. I remember coming over to the China and the money they told me they was gonna give me, I didn't get that money when I got there. So I'm like, all right, I'm here now. What do I do? I ain't about to go home. So one thing led to the next. I stayed in these agents. They set up some shows. And they would use my name. It was pretty cool. I was like, all right, so I was like, okay, this is a different kind of vibe versus where the club I was working as a residential artist, which is in a city called Dalian, which is close to Japan. And I was like, okay. So I started working this little job. They got me like working there every day. There's two clubs. One is called 88, which is called Baba Juba, which is 88 Club. And then the next club is called King. It was like King Juba. And like these two clubs were like connected. I worked in a small club, 88, because they felt like my music didn't match. And then there are a few other Americans and Latinos. They worked on the other club where the stage is like really narrow, but they got this big LED screen. I always want to perform in that room because I'm like, yo, if they put me in there, I'm killing this shit. My music that I had when I first came there wasn't too great, right? So these Chinese producers helped me kind of remix my music to have the Chinese sound. Then I started busting their ass. Then I started like doing like covers, different songs that I felt that like were good, but then I always kept my music and my element in it too. So I wound up developing a new sound over there for my own self. I wound up learning how to perform better as a solo artist because, nigga, all eyes on you.
Right.
And then mentally, it just, you know, when you're just away from your family and your friends and you're out of your comfort zone, immediately you're going to adapt and it turns into survival mode. You know what I mean? So while you're growing and having fun and figuring out, before you know, you look up, 2 months go by, you fly your girlfriend, you got your girlfriend flying out here, you got, you know, different Chinese people asking you to book talent. So I'm starting to realize I'm starting to become an asset.
Right.
They're starting to see the value of having an American talent in there. And that's why Americans are able to come. They want them to come into China. They have something to offer.
I love that. So did you come home speaking Mandarin?
Yes.
Are you fluent?
I speak good enough. I don't want to say I'm fluent, but I definitely could have a conversation.
That's awesome. So it's just like a whole educational experience. I heard you say that over there, they know who you are, but it's not a big deal because China is its own world. As you know, I've secretly moved out of LA. And for the first time ever, I am kind of like living a regular life like everybody else. Did you feel like the quality of life that China gave you was a lot more private? And for the first time probably in your life, because you definitely didn't leave as an adult. So for the first time in your life, you got to kind of experience what a normal life would be.
I guess you said that's a good way to look at it. What the fuck am I saying? That's a good way to say it or look at it, for the simple fact is that I wasn't popular there, you know what I mean? You know, so I mean, I can still go even to China now. I mean, you know, I can live a regular life. You know what I mean? So when I say, so like, I'm not all, you know, you don't got all that, you don't got all the, what started happening for my ass, I wanted to get famous there.
Right.
And there's foreigners there, and they know. I'm like, huh? And then I got hurt in China a few times, so it started, you know, then I started putting out music with A-list Chinese artists, so it started, my whole world started to change a lot. So the things I thought that I could get away with, you know, essentially become a hindrance for me. For the most part, you know, all that did was taught me how to respect myself more. Because when I respect myself, other people can respect me.
So can I use that part that China taught you, how to respect yourself more?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to use that. Now,
I think it's fire, actually.
Fast forwarding 7 years, it's time to come home. Did you have any fears about coming back home, because it was kind of like you rebirthed yourself over in China, you made yourself into the man who you want to be, and then you decide that you're going to come back home. Did you feel like you were going to have to come home and start all over again? Were there any fears that you were going to have to live in your past, or what were your thoughts coming home, basically?
I'm about to murder these motherfuckers. Y'all fucked up. I had some doubts. You know, I question everything that the human mind could probably question or inquire about at a time. What the fuck is that shit? At a time such as that. Meaning like...
You came home questioning, but you came home confident as well.
Yeah, I had questions and stuff like that. I mean, I wonder how I would be received by certain people. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it'd be like to be around my peers. I also came back realizing the world that I grew up in was such a very small one compared to what I just experienced. Right?
That's like, the part China, I want to hear.
They have their own award show. They have their own everything. And they're the leading economy in the world. So I was like, damn, I see why God has entrusted him with the wealth. And out of all the places he allowed for me to go, he let me go there for 7 years. Very prophetic number, right? So I had a bunch of concerns, but that one thing led, you know, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, I came back 4 years. I came back like 5 years ago for like 30 days, and that was interesting. I just really just stayed low-key, visit my mom, gamble. I was gambling, you know what I'm saying? And then I wound up just going back. And when I got back, it was kind of difficult, too, because, you know, there was an incident that happened in China, which, you know, I got into a fight. And what happened is there was so much media on me. It shined light on the dark areas in China. So a lot of people were scrambling. They were like, because people don't have they have certain light, their performance entertainment license. So God actually was using me to change things over there. And so I went back to China, like, after my first run, which was, like, 3 years. My second run was 4 years. And that was interesting because this time I went back and I brought people with me.
Who dancers. Did you bring back?
I brought this girl named Julietta. She's like an Australian artist that, if you ask me, she never got her break. If she would have listened to me and followed me, she would probably be sitting right here, right with me.
Wow.
Because I think she's good. But these people don't be listening. They think they know it all. And I passed them all up. So it's not a blow, but yeah, you can put that shit up in there.
No, I won't put it up in there like that. But can you tell me, you said young artists don't listen. People really don't know what it takes to be successful. If you had to tell somebody just in a few words, the dedication and what do they need to do?
I mean, if you really want to do this shit, right? I mean, anything in your life, you got to trust your teachers and your mentors. You have to have blind, complete faith, and you have to trust them and allow for them to be great at what it is that they are, right? You know, don't hire somebody great or say you want to follow somebody to only get what you think you need and then run off. You know, it happens to a lot of people, and they wind up not getting what it is that they actually really need to succeed. So I've seen a lot of artists come around me, and they think, oh, okay, I got this song, I got this thing now, I'm good. I mean, maybe. We'll see if you can last.
Lasting. What does it take? A lot of people don't understand that they think they get lazy and they feel like they no longer have to write, or they don't have to stay up late at night, or they don't have to rehearse for 8 hours.
Your dedication, I mean, I'm about to go on tour in a few days, right? And I still have to run the routine. Somebody's last night is like, well, you know, in order to take this shit to the next level, you may need to stay a little extra longer and run this with everybody else in case, you know, because the parts that you may be dropping the ball on, social media is going to be looking at, they're going to be looking to light your ass up, and then they're going to light our ass up. So your dedication is everything. You know what I mean? You have to push things into that extra gear.
You just put up a good element. You said social media. Now, social media wasn't really a thing first tour around, but it is huge now.
Correct.
What's your relationship like with social media? Because I personally have a love-hate relationship with it.
My relationship is real simple. It's a bunch of cowards online talking a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? what are we talking about? I mean, the internet is undefeated. And it's allowed for the world to move a lot faster because we can communicate, you know what I mean? And this was prophesied back when Nikola and Tesla were walking this earth.
That's real.
Right? So I'm not surprised. I mean, it's all about how you deal with it. It's just people have access to you if you choose to let them have access to you. It's real simple. It's no big deal. It's what you make of it.
I love you talking about access, because sometimes that's something that we all forget, that you can only get what you allow in.
Right.
How do you stay private, or how do you set your boundaries?
Good question. How do I set my boundaries?
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm willing to take in and what I'm not willing to take in. You know? Certain things lead to certain things. So, you know, it's just like you gotta be cautious what you listen to, cautious what you hear, and you also gotta be cautious what you read.
Hmm.
You know, somebody sent me a message. I'm like, I'm not reading that shit. I don't want that shit in my spirit.
So that explains why you don't always check your DMs for the people who don't get returned. I won't write it like that, but you know, do you check your private messages?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm human. I try to check this baby because these messages essentially are for me, right?
Right.
So I definitely want to stay tapped in with that, you know. At the same time, I gotta have tunnel vision because, you know, these things, they can be a blessing and they can be a distraction.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's fast forward your dream tour. Right? You have been talking about this for a while. I remember you talking about trying to get the guys back together, and here you are. You basically manifested your dreams.
Not basically, I did.
You manifested your dream. So, do you believe in manifestation?
Yes, of course I believe in manifestation. It's real easy. We're universal beings fit to the universe, so you know, the way we were designed, we got our brain, our left and our right side, and the way our brain was designed, it's our instant connection to the universe. So, of course, we can manifest things. We've been manifesting things before we came to this earth.
I'm sorry. So what are you manifesting for this tour?
Man. I mean, the overall movement. I mean, you know, essentially, obviously, it takes quite a few people to tangle, but I've always been what my mom called her faith baby. And people that like to follow, you know, religious content or context, there's a lot of truth in that. You know, like there's a saying like faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like that statement. I think it's Hebrews 5:11 or something like that. One thing I like about it is the fact that it's basically saying the word faith is like a substance. You know, that you like, we all hope for things. In other words, we have to vision things and we have desires, but we have to believe in what we can't see. And I think when we close our eyes, you know what I'm saying, and we really picture those things, we have this wild imagination. And it's dope according to the wills of the universe, what things we can and can't manifest. So, I mean, really some of the stuff I'm manifesting for this particular tour, just strengthening my bond with my brothers. Because every day it gets tighter and tighter, and the stuff that we talk about is so amazing, and the things and opportunities that we have in front of us is just, like, really dope. So it's really manifesting that we just get even a stronger bond. The shows work phenomenal. No one gets hurt. You know what I mean? We all just have a really good vibe because it's a reunion, not just for B2K, but for everybody. We all get to come together. It's already a lot of love out there. I mean, shout out to B5 and Pretty Ricky. They made some videos of our routines and stuff like that. So, you know, for another group to pay homage to another one, I just think it's phenomenal. It's really dope that we're young. We're kings, you know what I'm saying? And we're actually sitting on our throne. I was telling Amari yesterday, I was like, yeah, the second coming of Christ, nigga. He started laughing. Because we were talking about Haile Selassie and the kings of kings, and then we started talking about ourselves. So, yeah, I mean, for the most part, manifest love, great health. Everybody having a great fun time. The show is going great. It's really just like people see it for what it is. I mean, because B2K, we actually really put in the work. You know what I'm saying? We're not coming back all like fat and ugly and discombobulated. We are. God preserved us. Our music sounds phenomenal. You say it's a really big stage production. You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's for now. That's kind of where I'm at.
So how many cities do you have?
Oh man, a lot. I've lost count, but I know we're probably doing close to 55 shows.
51, 55 shows. That's amazing. I'm not going to.
That's nothing. Cause I was in China. I was doing probably a show a day for 365 for about 6 years.
That's amazing. You basically had a Las Vegas residency. In that's China, exactly, for people who don't understand.
Can I tell you this? That's exactly what I had with a full production over there. My fucking lights, everything. Like, it was crazy.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of you. What's next? What comes after the tour? I mean, I know it's crazy to say what's next, but that's what everybody's going to ask. What's next for RASB when the tour's over?
I mean, sky's the limit. I mean, I have so many projects on that media rising. I mean, from development with other artists, from movie projects that are like really like taking off. Probably one of my biggest big baby projects would be the fact that I produced a show called Raz to Riches. And my name Raz means revealer of secrets in Hebrews. And the riches are revealing the real riches in life. It could be fruit. It could be relationship. It could be time. It could be just, it could be the things, the basis, things that really matter. And those are things that I want to reveal. It's going to take place in China, and it's going to drip back into America. I'm pretty much bringing like 6 people over to America, and I'm just, you know, it's really deep out. Me and my guy, Durano Fair, was coming up with a new concept because he actually has one of the very first Chinese artists that was on a reality TV show. And she and her father is like very well off. And, you know, he understood the vision when I pitched it to him. So possibly Rags to Riches, which I tell people it's not a reality show. It's more of a network. It's my network where I can, like, you know, people come to me all the time, not for they want to be famous or this. Essentially, they're looking for some kind of help, you know?
Absolutely. And what's his name again? Is it Ferris?
Duran O'Fair.
Duran O'Fair. Okay.
Yeah, his car, I don't have his card on me right now, but he's...
That's okay. I just want to make sure that I get it right when I type it up.
Yeah, he helped with, like, Jersey Shore. He's probably pressed, like, 120 shows.
That's amazing. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, Webby.
And thank you for waking up in the middle of the fucking morning. What is it like? 4 there? 5 o'clock?
Yes, yeah, about like 5 a.m.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He is up doing an interview with me. Thank you, baby. I love you.
I love you too.
Good luck.
Like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see. Email us now at cherry'sworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.